Hello, brothers and sisters and Hardwell's family. May we all receive the grace of fortitude in this hour. Last night I had a series of dreams about the community. In the first dream, I wasn't sure where it was, but it seemed to be on the mountain. I was in a room discussing some things and noticed I was dressed in combat boots with a headlight on in readiness. So were the others, and we were in the dark with only our flashlights looking over rolls of sheets of some sort, like there were plans. Then I jumped down from the bunk, and on my left was a huge window. I then saw many grays, demon aliens, walking towards the window, only about 3 feet away from me. There were about 8 to 10 of them, of different sizes. One finally reached me and peeked its head through the window as to walk in. I was bent down looking at its face. We were face to face, but it was peering over me as if it couldn't see me. I then yelled for them to shine the light, shine the light. Then I woke up yelling, shine. A feeling of terror came over me immediately, and I was paralyzed. All I could think to do was begin reciting Hail Marys in my heart. And when the feeling of terror was still there, I began to pray in tongues openly. Then I heard a noise on the roof. It sounded like something scurrying really fast. Then I moved to the front part of the hermitage and start to scratch feverishly. I kept thinking maybe it's an animal, but the feeling of terror I could not shake as the noise got louder. I just began to pray in tongues, and I heard Holy Spirit say, "It's a demon alien, do the sign of the cross." I did, thinking praying in tongues. After a while I fell asleep, which felt like a few minutes. Then I was awakened again by presence in my room that passed before me like a shadow. When I opened my eyes, I heard a growl, and then I was oppressed by sleep paralysis for a moment. As I prayed in tongues, I did the sign of the cross and said the prayer the Holy Spirit gave me, and it vanished. I woke up with only a few hours of sleep and was mystified by what I experienced through the night. In the morning during worship, the Lord played the song by Darlene Shezek in Jesus' name, and the chorus says, "God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we can shout it out," which confirmed what I felt happened during the night. So I asked the Lord, was that a demon alien on the roof? I wanted to discern for sure. I got joy. Then Jesus began speaking. "My beloved, when I wake you up in the middle of the night, especially after having any type of warfare dreams, it is a call for intercession and prayer. You mustn't take this lightly at all. And I've brought you back on this mountain for that reason, for your intercession. I am pleased that you recognize that, because there were demon aliens all around, and you did hear it. Rather than letting fear grip you, pray fervently, and call anyone else who's up into prayer and intercession for this community. I know you were tired and went back to sleep, but you are my watchman, and when you get lax in this way, they retaliate by further oppression. I know you've been concerned with your time and all your responsibilities, but trust me, new graces are being poured out upon you that will leave you standing in my rest, in my energy, and in my anointing, even after a few hours of sleep. But I need you praying when a call like this happens. Your dreams will begin to get more intense and more clear as I'm now adjusting and tweaking your receptors to be more open to what is ahead of you and the plans of the enemy. I'm doing that for all my brides. Ask my mother to protect your dreams, and it is now a must for all heart dwellers to put on the armor when they go to sleep, and their most powerful weapon is invoking the sign of the cross upon any evil spirit that comes to invade, to encroach, and to oppress." And as an aside, many of us get dreams at night we cannot remember. So the Lord has told me to ask Blessed Mother to protect my dreams. Not from getting bad dreams, but to protect them so I remember them. You see, spiritual warfare dreams are not bad, because the Lord reveals the plans of the enemy, but Satan would love for us to forget our dreams and not remember them, because it is in the dreams the Lord brings counsel, discernment, and instructions to us. So do not disregard your dreams. And definitely, putting on your armor helps you endure the many battles you go through at night. Lord, but a demon alien? My goodness, in my dream, there were so many. I'm not sure where I was, but it seemed like I was here. I knew they were afraid of the light. Is that true? What does this dream mean? Jesus continued, My little one, the hour is soon coming in upon you, as these foreign beings begin to make their appearance among men. For now they desire to stay hidden, and release an energy force that is very compelling, causing many to be lured into their gaze and into their demonic universe. They have been doing this for years. They can transfer themselves from different places in an instant as demons, and can manifest physically or make their presence known. What you felt in your room was one, but came in the spirit, and it fled immediately when you did the sign of the cross, just as the one who was on your roof. Their ships are strong energy forces that release a sort of energy wave over the places they hover. Taos is one of the number one places for these beings. So is all of New Mexico. They have found their resting place and home here in the underground cities, and in the stars, which have become a portal for them to go back and forth from Nibiru. They hate this community. They hate all the souls here, and they hate your prayers. This community is doing much more damage than it realizes with each prayer, with each intercession, and with each rosary. They will stop at nothing to see this cease. They love to hide among the wooded areas, as to not be seen, and touch down only when necessary, to yet engage or lure the masses with a sight from them, to excite wonder and curiosity, grabbing the hearts of those who are ignorant and given over to this deception. But Lord, wouldn't you protect this community? Jesus responded, Of course, my beloved. Did I not protect you last night? That doesn't mean they will not come. All of this is to strengthen you and equip you for the battle ahead, you and my brides and the world that will face these despicable beings. You know the greatest weapon against them is the sign of the cross. Simply say, In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Satan, be gone now in Jesus' name. And they'll have no choice but to flee. If any brides say that with full faith, these creatures cannot withstand the power of my cross. They hate light as well. These creatures are very flexible, so they can easily run, jump, and bend to evade any light placed on them. But there are different types with different demonic powers, with the same agenda, to destroy the world and my creation. The time of public reveal is not quite here, as you saw in your dream, but it is soon approaching. This is not to cause you or the others to fear. Equip yourself with great faith, with great courage, and with much prayer, and I will continue to lead this community out of every attack and trap of the enemy. And that was the end of Jesus' message. Ooh, I know many of the intercessors have had dreams about these grotesque beings, these demons. I sent this to Mother Elizabeth for discernment, and she confirmed, as the Lord brought up to her alien demons that morning. Here she responded back to me. Here is what is interesting about this message. Yesterday I kept hearing web, 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 part of alien agenda. When I looked up web on the internet, what popped up was James Webb Space Telescope recent launch. Its destination is the Goldilocks atmosphere, not too hot and not too cold, to discover and explore other civilizations and life forms. Then I heard the Lord say, This is all a part of the alien agenda. And my blood ran cold. I just started praying in tongues and kept thinking, No, 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 let it not be so. And that's what Mother Elizabeth had to say, confirming this message. Mother Claire also got a message from Blessed Mother and Jesus about it, which I'll be posting following up this message. God bless you, family. Let's really stay alert and in prayer.